Just when you thought the Second Amendment was safe, a backdoor gun grab plan is moving full speed ahead, ready to barge right through your front door. Gun grab programs in Chicago, California, and New York are targeting gun owners once convicted of felonies, domestic violence, violent misdemeanors, and even those judged mentally ill. In Chicago most recently, cops in bulletproof vests carrying Glock handguns went door-to-door in South Cook County and, talking their way into homes, collected firearms and revoked long-standing gun licenses.
Chicago police have developed a so-called heat list. That heat list is a list of people deemed most likely to become involved in a violent crime. Beginning later today, officers will start knocking on people's doors, giving them what are called custom notifications. And essentially says, we know who you are, we know what you do, and we are watching you.
None of those past criminals whose guns were seized were suspected of current crimes or a probable cause for any new crimes. Cops had to talk their way into homes and the Second Amendment got trashed. Nothing was done at the time of conviction or involuntary treatment to retrieve those weapons. Now task forces are going back and seizing those guns years later. It's not about public safety. It's about state control. Criminals can get guns anytime, anywhere. And even with all the gun laws passed in Chicago, street thugs are still committing gun crimes. Now in California, a recent flurry of gun laws, including background checks for buying ammunition and huge funding to confiscate firearms of former felons and mentally ill, is hailed as a model for a national gun-grabbing campaign. Added to the Jewish trashers of the Second Amendment, Blumenthal, Feinstein, Schumer, Bloomberg, his fellow tribe member California State Senator Daryl Steinberg, chief sponsor of California's model plan for nationwide gun confiscation maneuvers. Everywhere you go, Jews are leading the gun grab campaign.
Mayors and lawmakers standing side by side to stand up against violence. They hope to limit the sale of semi-automatic rifles with removable clips, regulate ammunition sales, and strengthen rules that block felons and the mentally ill from buying weapons.
These bills would represent the toughest measures in the nation.
Represent? That's the key word here. Embodying a federal gun grab that begins but doesn't end with targeting past felons. Mission creep will soon kick in, where traffic tickets, DUIs, antidepressant purchases will make law-abiding citizens instant criminals in mental cases. It won't stop there. The Jewish-led Southern Poverty Law Center, with its online hate map on file with Homeland Security, identifies Christian groups that oppose homosexuality and Tea Party groups that resist gun control as domestic security threats. Homeland Security's new boogeyman, domestic extremists. The technology is there. A domestic spying apparatus, a national database, facial recognition, a federally run militarized police force, all joined at the hip with a powerful anti-gun Jewish lobby that stuffs the campaign pockets of fawning politicians, serving up a foretaste of what gun confiscation will look like and what every U.S. citizen will be forced to swallow. Doesn't look too pretty, does it? Better get used to it. Give them one gun, but bury three. 'Cause it's coming through the back door, ready to slam right smack in your face through the front door real soon.